This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. We think we know everything about everything, but there are still things being discovered by those who work hard enough. Maybe a new species of insect or one last undiscovered island. And then there's all those wonderful discoveries awaiting us away from our own planet, out in some other distant galaxy. So allow me to introduce Elizabeth Newton, a professor of physics and astronomy at Dartmouth College, who just made one such discovery, a new exoplanet well outside our own system, our own solar system. She joins us now to discuss her discovery. Elizabeth Newton, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you very much.
This new planet is called DS Tuck AB. It's outside our solar system. How many exoplanets have been discovered? How many do we think are out there somewhere?
So we know of about 4,000 exoplanets so far, but we have far from completed a survey of the stars within our own galaxy. So that's kind of the lower limit on the number of planets that we think are out there in our own Milky Way galaxy.
If you could put a number, how many do you think are out there?
Sometimes we actually do this calculation with students in classes.
No kidding.
And you can get a lot of numbers, so thousands to millions within our own galaxy.
Wow.
Maybe even billions. So some of the numbers range upwards to one planet per star. So that would put the number at hundreds of billions.
Wow. What do we know about this particular exoplanet?
So we know that this planet is very much unlike any of the planets in our solar system. So the first thing that sets it apart is that it has an 8-day orbital period. So that means it makes one full orbit around its host star every 8 days. So a year on this planet would last just over a week. So that's very different from, for example, the Earth, which takes a year to go around the sun.
Wow, you'd age quickly on that planet. In theory. We always think that when we discover something, we get to name it. So why isn't this Newtonia rather than DS Tuck AB?
So in exoplanet astronomy, we typically name our planet after our star. So you'll often hear planets called, for example, Kepler-10, Kepler-11. So those planets are actually named after the NASA mission that discovered them. This planet was discovered around a star that already had a name. So in its name, the star's name was DS Tuck, capital A. And so all you do is you take the name of the star and you append a little B to it. And so there we arrive at the very boring name of DS Tuck AB.
I know this is probably wrong, but is there any way we think that this planet could actually support life?
Not this planet, no. So it is, first of all, it's too large. It probably has a large gaseous atmosphere, so similar to Saturn or Jupiter. And it also is so hot that it would be much hotter than, say, liquid water, than it would take for liquid water to exist on the planet.
So temperature-wise, do we know, would it be similar to something much closer to our sun?
Yeah, closer than anything in our solar system. So it would be hotter than any of the planets in our solar system.
Wow. All right, let's move on to how one goes about actually discovering a planet. Please take us through the steps.
Sure. So in this case, this planet was discovered using data from NASA's TESS mission. So the very first step to actually finding the planet was for the engineers and scientists working on the TESS mission to make the satellite and launch it into space. And so the test satellites, called the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite, launched in April of last year, and then it started surveying the sky. So it monitors many hundreds of thousands of stars over the course of its lifetime, and it monitors their brightness, looking for a small dip in the brightness. So this dip is an indication of the planet passing between us and the star. That's called an exoplanet transit, and that gives us an indication that there may, in fact, be a planet around that star. So astronomers like myself and my collaborators comb through that data looking for these telltale signs of a planet orbiting that star. And at that point, the real work begins. We found this signal, and then we have to try to rule out other possibilities. So something that's not an exoplanet. Maybe it's actually a background star. Maybe it's actually just the instrument doing something we don't expect. And so we have to combine a lot of different analyses, observations from a lot of different telescopes in order to arrive at the conclusion that this signal that we think we see is really a planet.
Was there something that attracted you to DS Tuck AB?
Yeah, so my collaboration is really focused on looking for planets around stars that are young. So planets that might still be in the process of undergoing some of their formation and evolution. And so we had a list of stars that we were like, these stars are either known to be young or that we think are young. And so we were specifically looking for planets around those stars. And DS Tuck is actually one of the brightest and closest examples of those stars. So it was a really exciting we were really excited to actually find a planet around that particular star.
Elizabeth, when we say young, we're talking how old?
We're talking 45 million years old. So that's really young in terms of a planetary or stellar system.
It's a mere baby. How long had you and your team been in search of this one?
So for this particular planet, was actually discovered very early on in TESS's mission. So it was actually the 200th candidate planet that TESS announced to the community. And so we didn't have to wait very long, really just a few months after the data started coming in before this particular planet was announced as a possibility. After that, it took another about 9 months for us to confirm that the planet really was a planet and publish our results.
So how did you react when word came out that you were now the proud owner of a new planet?
I was definitely excited. It's the first time I've ever found a planet before. Most of my work in the past has not really been focused on finding planets. And it definitely was a really fun one to tell my husband about, tell my parents about.
And also at Dartmouth, didn't you just start there?
Yes. So when we confirmed the planet, or so when we first found the planet, I had actually, it was a few months out from starting my position at Dartmouth, but I was actually at a conference for a telescope that Dartmouth was a part of. So it's kind of my first act of being a Dartmouth professor coincided with finding the signal for this planet. And then when we finally got the data that really confirmed that this was a planet, hit home that it really was the thing we were looking for, I was just in my second week of teaching my very first course at Dartmouth. So it was a pretty busy week.
What can we learn from discovering a planet? Was it 150 light years away?
Yep, 150 light years away.
Yeah, what can we discover from that?
So when we think about looking and learning about planets, people might think about learning about the planets in our solar system, where we can send a spacecraft to Mars and try to study the surface of it by taking pictures and things like that. But when we think about exoplanets, these planets are so far away that we, in fact, have to use more indirect methods generally. So we, for example, we measure the size of the planet based on how much light it dims from its star. So we can't resolve the planet itself, at least not right now. But we can learn about how big the planet is. We can look for chemical fingerprints in the atmosphere of the planet to try to learn about what its atmosphere is made of. We can measure the mass of the planet, which tells us when we combine mass and the size of a planet, we get something about the density, the composition of the planet as a whole. So there's a lot of different techniques that we have that we can combine to try to learn more about what this planet is, what it's made of, and what changes it might be undergoing.
Well, space is vast. Do you have your sights set on something else now?
Well, our collaboration is continuing the search for more planets around young stars. We really want to have a sample of these young planets that we can use to trace out how planets form and evolve over time. So that's one of the things that we're focusing on right now.
Fantastic. Elizabeth Newton is a professor of physics and astronomy at Dartmouth College and was part of a team that has discovered exoplanet DS Tuck AB 150 light years away from Earth. Elizabeth, congratulations and thanks for sharing your findings with us today.
Thanks for having me.